Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome back to our show. I am so glad to be back with you. It was nice to take a break and visit my son, daughter-in-law, and my new granddaughter. It was great. It's great being in Portland. Love the city. All of that was nice, but there was a little part of me that missed this conversation every day. And thank you for all the text messages that I'm getting. Hey, look, I want to talk about this later. I wrote a blog before the show today titled What I Learned on My Summer Vacation. And I remember, you know, as a kid, we'd come back to school and the teacher would ask you on your first day back at school, the new school year, to write a composition. What you learned or what you did during your summer vacation. So I kind of used that as a way of talking about what I learned last week, visiting with my son, daughter-in-law, and granddaughter. And it's not just about them, but it's about the importance of parenting. And it's difficult, it's challenging, but it is so important, and some people just don't get it. And it's important from the very, very beginning of every child's life. So you can read that blog. It's posted on our website, wwl.com. And if it's not on our Facebook page, it will be, and I'll put it on the SOTA Facebook page a little bit later. So we'll get to that shortly. Also, I do want to talk a little bit about the jaguar that got loose at the zoo. Now a ninth animal has died, and the zoo was closed on Saturday. And last night on the news, I'm hearing people talk about going to the zoo on Sunday, and many of them were saying they wanted to go see the killer jaguar. They wanted to see that jaguar that killed the animals. Is it wrong to want to go to the zoo to see the jag that killed nine animals? And he got out. And I'm assuming they're going to be honest about how he got out, because, I mean, that's kind of a scary thought, because if you were walking around there, I guess the cat could attack you if a cat got out. So it's kind of important that the animal got out in the first place. But the animal didn't really do anything wrong. All the animal did was what it was created to do, and that is survive by killing other animals. I mean, it's not fair to some of the animals, but, I mean, that's kind of like the life cycle. Anyway, we'll get to that a little bit later. We're talking about the Trump-Putin love fest. Now, some people in the news are calling it a summit. I call it a love fest. So Trump says, hey, all I can do is ask the question. And I asked Vladimir Putin, did Russia meddle in the 2016 election?
Could you name a single fact that would definitively prove the collusion? This is utter nonsense. Just like the president recently mentioned.
Okay, so that's what Putin says. Here's what President Trump had to say.
I have great confidence in my intelligence people, but I will tell you that President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today.
Okay. You know, it's kind of like the husband or the wife that come home and, you know, you caught him having an affair, but they said they really didn't do it. So even though you've got receipts for the hotel, even though you've got receipts for the drinks and all the things that they did together, even though you've got all the, hey, if they say they didn't do it, well, they didn't do it, right? Here's our Blue Runners food poll. President Trump has asked President Putin, and Putin denied meddling in the 2016 election. Do you believe Putin? 66% say no, but 34% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, wwl.com. Here is a text that says, please leave Trump alone. He beat that bitch fair and square. Get over it, Scoot. Well, as a patriotic American, I'm here to spread the truth every day. And I have given Trump credit for some things, but I can't leave Trump alone. I mean, he's not leaving us alone. And I'm not a Hillary fan at all. But this idea of leave Trump alone. No, I'm not going to leave him alone. I wouldn't leave any president alone, because I'm a patriotic American and I am compelled every day to spread the truth. Here's a text that says, love all the callers defending Russia. What universe am I in? From Mid-City, Jeff, thanks for hanging on. You're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Boy, did I miss you.
Well, I missed you guys, too.
Well, let me tell you, you're the only open-minded, fair-talking person at WWL. That's all I got to say.
I appreciate you saying that.
I mean, you keep an open mind, and you let your people talk, and you take their opinions to heart, and sometimes you'll even agree when you had a different thought after listening, unlike some other people. And I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
I will say I miss Garland Robinette, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
But how sad. It's got to be a joke. People who are saying they believe Putin, they've got to be, it's got to be a joke. I mean, how sad that our president is supporting all these dictators and oligarchs and just horrible people, and the people that have supported us for 200 years, he's giving them a hard time.
It's unbelievable.
The whole world is upside down.
Yeah, it is.
It's a
crazy
joke, and he's a pathological liar, so it doesn't matter what he says, because whatever he says is worthless.
Well, here's an interesting thing, Jeff. A guy called earlier, last hour, and he said that Trump is a pathological liar. So,
right,
he's lying. So when he says he believes Putin, he's lying about that, and he really doesn't believe Putin.
all Trump is out for is to line his pockets and to protect his financial interests in all these banana and second-rate countries.
Well, and that's how he was raised.
Oh, and one more thing I would like to say.
Yeah.
This is where people always ask, they don't understand the Electoral College. The whole reason for the Electoral College is so that the people of the United States wouldn't get fooled by some oligarch or self-righteous person, and the Electoral College would vote for a proper person when the popular vote was way off base. The Electoral College is who failed this country. They didn't do their job.
I understand, but you know, that's the game that they both agreed to play by. I mean, those are the rules, and Hillary lost at playing the game of the Electoral College.
Right, but the Electoral College is not performing their function as they were set up to function. They were supposed to overrule when the popular vote voted for some ridiculous choice. I can't think of the right word.
Yeah, I'm not familiar. I'm going to have to look that up, Jeff, because I'm not that familiar with that.
That is why it was set up.
That mechanism.
They didn't trust the American public to vote properly, and they have the complete power to vote any way they want. They do not have to vote like they say. Oh, they have to vote this way, that way.
Yeah.
They are supposed to use their own minds and vote for. It didn't have to be either of the nominees either. They could have voted for a third person in the Electoral College.
Jeff,
they were doing their job.
I'm going to look that up, and I appreciate the call. And also, Jeff, you know, one of the things that I love to celebrate on this show is that for so long, talk radio across this country has been dominated by right-wing rhetoric. And I don't mean Republican rhetoric. I mean right-wing rhetoric, right-wing hysteria. And it's about time that there is there's a sign of success for something that is not trying to divide people and that is actually talking about the truth.
And that's your show.
Appreciate it, Jeff. Glad you called. If you're on hold, stay with us. If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. Here's a text. Trump is winning. America is winning. You and your liberal listeners can't handle the truth. No, that's exactly what we're doing. I'm a patriotic American. I love this country. I vote. I pay taxes. And as a patriotic American, not only saying it, but as a practicing patriotic American, I am compelled every day to expose the truth on this show. We'll be right back on WWL. Raising children is a family affair, and I learned a lot on my summer vacation last week visiting my my son and granddaughter, daughter-in-law. And again, that blog is posted on our website at WWL.com, and we're going to talk about that in just a little while, but we've got a hot conversation going on this hot Monday afternoon, July the 16th. We're talking about President Trump saying that he believes Vladimir Putin when Putin says that Russia did not meddle in the election. Here's part of what Putin had to say through a translator at a press conference in Helsinki just a little while ago.
The Russian state has never interfered and is not going to interfere into internal American affairs, including election process.
Oh, good. I'm glad we settled that. He says they didn't do it. Trump believes they didn't do it.
All I can do is ask the question. My people came to me, Dan Coats came to me and some others. They said they think it's Russia. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be.
Come on. This is a joke. I mean, this is absolute comedy. I want to have a little fun with this, okay? Because that's the nature of this show. Because it helps us deal with the stupidity. Trump saying that he believes Putin, that Russia did not meddle in the election, is like what? I say it's like the wife that has receipt evidence, bank statements showing that her husband cheated on her, but he comes home and says, hey, I didn't do it. And she believes him. In spite of the evidence, she believes him just because he said it. So I'd like you to add to this. Give me another scenario. Trump saying he believes Putin, that Russia did not meddle in the election, is like what? Our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text. You don't know what patriotism is. You can't prove that. That is just an ignorant comment. I am a patriotic American. And I know that offends a lot of patriotic Americans who think that somebody with my opinions should not be considered patriotic. But I am a damn patriotic American. And I love this country, and I vote, and I pay taxes, and I obey the laws. And I promote what is positive about America while being honest about America. I am the prototype of a patriotic American. And I feel the need every day to spread the truth about politics in this country. From Metairie, Ken, you're on WWL.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
Good.
Hello?
Yeah.
I've got a few things that have been bugging me. And first of all, I don't believe Putin.
Okay.
I'm an independent. I look at issues mostly with my brain, but I do have a heart.
Mm-hmm.
How long have the Russians been bad? I'm pushing 66. Long as I can remember, they've never been what we call a good country.
Yeah, you know, under Mikhail Gorbachev, it seemed like that there were some moments there where there was this openness, there was this attempt. I mean, you know, they got frustrated because democracy doesn't come easy to any country. And when they tried to convert from communism to democracy, that's a rough road, which led to ultimately to Vladimir Putin. But, I felt like there was a time there when we were, you know, Reagan and Gorbachev, when we were kind of at peace with each other.
Yeah.
But other than that, no.
My gut feeling is I never really have trusted them, period. Even if you have a semblance of peace.
I would agree.
So what I have a struggle to in my mind understand is why did we sell so much uranium to them under any circumstances? Why would we as a country have done that to help them?
I mean, I can't answer that. A lot of that doesn't make sense, although, you know, the controversy over that continues. And there were people who were saying, well, it's really not like it's not a grade of uranium where they can do any damage. I don't know that much about uranium, to be honest with you. So I don't know.
Either.
But there are questions about that. And there should be. And look, I'm not saying this is look, Trump is not the only president that is placated to Russia or other countries.
Oh, I agree. I agree. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. The other point I have is I have great confidence in our intelligence communities. And I can't imagine there were Russian spies coming in to this country that weren't at least checked or in some way looked over, much less, you know, dozens of them.
Well, and they didn't even have to physically, Ken, with technology the way it is and social media the way it is. Much of what the Russians did was in social media, and they didn't actually physically plant their legs and their bodies in our country, on our soil.
Well, yeah, I guess that's propaganda. But if you really just want the truth, I say neither the Democrats nor the Republicans promote the truth in their
well, that what you just said,
ads.
What you just said, Ken, that is the truth. That's the truth.
Well, that's what I mean. It's a mixed up system where you try to convince or tell voters where your position is to manipulate them to your side. It's a game, and
it
personally,
is a game.
I think advertisement should be limited, and political parties should only be able to issue statements of where their positions are. It shouldn't be allowed to.
Well, Ken, you know, since that's going to happen, and since we're going to look, it's products, it's politicians. They all do advertising that is misleading. And as long as that is a reality, then what I'm trying to do with this show is focus on the fact that you and I, as citizens, as Americans, you and I need to be smart enough to weed out the stuff that isn't true. I mean, if something proclaims that it's going to do something. Look, a lot of people order stuff because of these infomercials or these commercials they see on television that make a product look like it does everything. I can't tell you how many people have told me they've ordered this stuff, they get it at home, and it doesn't do anything. And it's a mistake.
My mother at an early age told me if something seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Your mother was right. Ken, I got to move on. I appreciate the call. But look, but that's where we are. Of course there's going to be misleading advertising. The Democrats have always tried to mislead voters when it comes to Republicans, and vice versa. That's not new. But what has happened is we have become so politically divided that people are believing what they want to believe rather than what's the truth. And that's really scary. If you believe what you want to believe about a product, then you're going to end up buying a lot of products that don't live up to what they say they're going to do. So we have to always be discriminating. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back. This is what Putin is saying to Trump. Wasn't me. Hey, thank you for the request, man. I love when you guys like request bumper music for the show. It means that you're like involved and it's interactive, and I absolutely love it. That's Shaggy from 2000. It wasn't me. Well, that's what Putin said. It wasn't me. And Trump goes, okay, hey, I asked the question. It wasn't him. Okay, Trump saying that he believes Putin, that Russia did not meddle in the election, is like what? I've got a text here that says, it's like Hillary believing Bill and not all the women that claimed that he abused them or sexually assaulted them. Another text says, Trump believing Putin is like Bill Clinton saying that he smoked pot but didn't inhale. I mean, really, did anybody believe that from, what was that, the 92 campaign? That was the biggest cop-out, the biggest joke. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get to your calls. Our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, was it okay when Obama meddled in Israel's election? No. No, it's not okay. I know why we do it, but it's not okay. But see, this is the excuse-mongering that is part of politics today. Okay, well, because there are people who don't want to say, Trump, there are people who cannot bring themselves to say, you know, God, Trump is an idiot for believing Putin just because Putin says it. I mean, Trump looks like a buffoon. The president should not do that. They can't bring themselves to admit that. So they, well, yeah, but so-and-so did it. But yeah, but others did it. Again, I mentioned this earlier. It's like if somebody robs a bank and the cops catch him, he can go, hey, I'm not the only one. Other people have robbed banks. I mean, it's almost like excuse mongery. From the North Shore, Bob, welcome to the show. Thanks for hanging on, Bob. Hello, Bob. Okay, let's go to Michael in New Orleans. Michael, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Coon?
I'm good.
Okay, you want to play the game?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Trump saying that he believes Putin, that Russia didn't meddle in the election, is like what?
It's like Sean Payton saying the game plan was to kick 3 field goals and walk away with the win.
Love it. I love it. That's exactly the way to play the game. From Metairie, Michael, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot.
Yes.
President Pinocchio believed in Putin, a.k.a. Geppetto, the guy who created that puppet. By the way, the song you got to play is I'm Your Puppet by the Purified Brothers.
I'm going to find that. I'll get them working on that right now.
Yes, great song. But anyway, it's like somebody telling me, look, I looked out to the east towards Slidell last night at 7:30 p.m. and I saw the sun go down.
Yeah.
Now, that's pretty deep for those Trump supporters out there.
Well, look, let's not insult all Trump supporters because, look, there are a lot of smart Trump supporters out there. I'm not attacking Trump supporters in general. I'm not attacking Republicans. I'm simply exposing the truth here about, like, this idiocracy of going, well, hey, I asked him, and Putin said no, so it must be no. Here's our Blue Runner Foods poll. President Trump asked Putin, and Putin denied that Russia meddled in the election. Do you believe Putin? 70% say no, 30% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Another text here says, Scoot has the evidence. I mean, I've got evidence. U.S. intelligence has evidence. The evidence is out there. The evidence is out there that Russia meddled. But it's okay because Putin says they didn't. So they really didn't. I love it. From Homa, John, welcome to the show.
Scoot, it's a pleasure to speak to you.
Glad you called.
I'm a 49-year-old Native American. And I was brought up to respect our president of the United States. No matter who he is, what he does, or anything else. I respect police officers, and I thank them for their services. And people need to remember that. He is our president of the United States.
I agree.
You know, I didn't agree with all Obama stuff, but I didn't trash talk him because he was our president, and I'm proud to be an American.
And you were really one of the original Americans.
And I just want to remind people, he is our president, no matter what.
Well, I agree, and I mean, it sounds like that is in part directed to me, and I respect the office. I respect the office. Look, I'm pretty. Look,
I love your show. Believe me, I love your show.
But I'm pretty honest
really
about. You know, I mean, look, I think that I think this is a really. Yeah,
you know what I mean. He's still our president, and the country.
When it comes down to it, yes, I respect the office of the presidency, but that's not going to stop me from being honest about some of the things. I mean,
he's not traditional president.
Well, and I'm okay with that. I think we needed a break from tradition because tradition wasn't getting us anywhere.
Yes, sir. You know, I do believe we needed something different.
John, I'm glad you called, and proud to have you as one of our afternoon listeners.
No, thank you, Scoot.
I appreciate you being with us. Here is a text that says, I would agree with you. Trump is really out of his mind on this, but I don't understand why it seems like some things he's really just delusional. Yeah, I know. I mean, look, you can argue that in a lot of ways Trump is brilliant. Look, even if you like a lot of things Trump does, this moment in time is absolutely delusional. And actually looking back on the meeting with Kim Jong-un on North Korea, North Korea hadn't done anything to change. In fact, after the president left and he said we didn't have anything to worry about because he talked to Kim Jong-un and Kim Jong-un told him, yeah, everything's cool. Well, there was more activity toward building a nuclear weapon or adding to the nuclear weapons they already have. So we're not totally safe. Look, you cannot go through life just telling people you're right because you want them to believe you're right. At some point, you've got to face reality. And it goes back to the very beginning. That crowd inauguration day was factually not the biggest crowd ever to see an inauguration. So, I mean, if you can't even tell the truth about the little insignificant things, then do we expect you to tell the truth on the big stuff? I mean, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. But I love this freedom. I love this opportunity that all talk shows don't have to be the same and that everybody doesn't have to spew right-wing rhetoric and that we can be this way. And I love the fact that you respond. And it doesn't mean you always agree with me, but I love that you're there. Our number is 877-660-1870. Text 870-870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Yeah, is Trump Putin's puppet? This is awesome. Here's a text that says, Trump saying that he believes Putin, that Russia did not meddle in the election, is like the jaguar at the zoo saying that he's a good friend with all the alpacas. Love it. From New Orleans, Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Steve.
All right. I got a question, Scoot. I think I listened to what Schumer said, you know, that he was surprised and, you know, half of America is surprised about what Putin and Trump said.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that makes us real retarded if we sit there and, you know, think that they was going to say anything different other than the fact that, you know, Putin was going to say, hey, man, no, we didn't do it. And Trump was going to say, okay. I could just be in that room and hear that question. Hey, man, did you meddle into the election? No? Okay. So how was the football game? How was soccer? You know? And, I mean, what did we actually think what was going to be said?
Well, but if the president's going to ask the question, then he needed to at least imply that there was going to be a follow-up and not just blatantly say, oh, he said it, I believe him. With all the information that U.S. intelligence has, it just seems to be that this is the epitome of being naive.
Well, and I do understand that. I think that if anything else was going to get said than what was supposed to get said, it didn't surprise me at all. And I just don't feel real, I don't understand why we making, like, we just so shocked that was going to be, anything else was going to be said other than, you know, what was said.
Well, that's not what's shocking. What Putin said's not shocking. Trump's reaction is shocking.
And again, why are we shocked about that? What did we expect Trump was going to do? I mean, we know he knew about what was going on with that election. We know this as a country. Why are we shocked? That's what I don't understand.
Okay, I think that's a good point, Steve. Okay, so we shouldn't be shocked that Putin said it, and we shouldn't be shocked that that was Trump's reaction, but we should be shocked that the president of the United States takes the word of the leader of Russia, knowing what we know about Russia.
Well, yes, that I understand, but I'm not shocked because it's Trump.
I get that point.
So I understand that because he basically was, you know, even before they had the meeting, he was saying it was just another political, you know, witch hunt that, you know, he don't believe that, you know, Putin did it anyway. So we knew that.
Yeah.
I mean, months before even getting to this.
Well, meeting, so you know that's right. But you know, it's been great here giving people an opportunity, and this is one of the great things about talk radio. It gives people an opportunity to react and to use their freedom of expression, free speech, to say what they want, even about the president of the United States. And you know, a lot of people support him, and those calls come through as well. I'm not filtering the calls and trying to sway opinion in terms of the calls. I guess I might sway opinion in terms of what I think. I mean, I think that this was a really dumb thing for Trump to do. And so, but it, you know, that's my opinion. I don't know that I really feel like I need to sway your opinion. I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. And I got a text earlier that is very reminiscent of many of the texts that I receive every afternoon. And the text is that, I don't always agree with you, but you know, I love the way you position your topics. And truthfully, I'm really not here to sway elections. I'm not here to sway your opinion, but I am here to tell the truth. And I am here to actually give an honest impression beyond the rhetoric of the right and the rhetoric of the left, beyond all of that. Somewhere there is common sense. Somewhere there is a logical voice. And I don't think we should be afraid. I don't want to get too deeply into this, but good talk radio is built on conflict. And the simplistic thinkers, the most simplistic thinkers, the bottom feeders, even some of them on the top of talk radio are bottom feeders. They go for the lowest common denominator, which is they're all right, all right wing. Everything is filtered through a right wing prism. In some cases, they're all left, mainly when it comes to the TV media. But you don't have to be that way. And this reinforcement of the divide through the media is destroying our country. And so I love the fact that we can come on here every afternoon in New Orleans, Louisiana, and a lot of people listen online. And we welcome those of you who are listening online around the country. And if you have the radio.com app, you can get WWL anytime, anywhere, and favorite us and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. I love that on Facebook and on the air we can have these conversations, because it really is rallying this silent majority in this country that is not right or not left. It takes a little more effort to do this because you actually have to think. You know, if you filter everything right or left, you don't have to think. You just know that no matter what you really feel, this is what you're going to say. But man, if you think about the different issues and the different presidents and different situations, you got to actually think. And that is something that a lot of Americans don't know how to do. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. I am going to add to the conversation next hour what I learned during my summer vacation last week. And we'll continue some of this conversation. Also, I do want to talk about the jaguar that got loose, and now 9 animals are dead as a result of the jaguar getting loose and doing what jaguars do. I'll continue some of this conversation today, but I want to talk more about this tomorrow, because a lot of people are just so blind to the evidence from U.S. intelligence. They think, because they've been told by Fox News or the conservatives, because they've been told that there's no evidence, they believe it, even though there is evidence. And the evidence started mounting during the Obama administration. So, yeah, we'll talk more about that on the show tomorrow. Also, you're just about a minute away from hearing the next code word in our Entercom National Cash Contest. That means that just right now, you've got a chance to win $1,000 in cash by texting the code word to 72881. I'll give you that information here in just a moment. Here is a text that says, "The truth is available to those who research what they are told." That's a great way to put it. And I got a text earlier from somebody who said, FDR said that patriotism is defined by being loyal to your country, not your president. And I would think that a patriotic president would be required to be loyal to the country and not himself. Here's a text, critical thinking, the other national deficit. I mean, it is. I love this. I love you guys. I don't agree with all of you, but overall, I love this. Love this audience. It's time for the $1,000 Entercom National Cash Contest. The code word this hour is avocado. Text AVOCADO to 72881. That's 72881. Text it now. You could win $1,000 in cash right now. The next code word is coming up right before the top of the hour news at 4 o'clock. And it happens every hour now through 6. $1,000 up for grabs. Good luck from us at WWL. We never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. All right, we continue some of this conversation, and we've got a lot more to talk about in the next hour. If you're on hold, just hang on. We're coming right back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.